after being gone for about 6 months, trying to come up with the start of a podcast, all I can say is, fuck it. Drink, gentlemen. Cheers. Welcome back to Craft Beer Chronicles, episode gonna be number 4. I'm your host, Shane Lill, and joining me today, once again, is Mr. Lee Samways.
Hi, guys.
And he brought a very nice gentleman. Ben, introduce yourself to the nice people listening.
Hello, everybody. My name's Ben Heim, local musician, father. That's about it. That sums it up.
Don't forget beer drinker.
I thought that was a given.
Well, a given would be, you know, putting out podcasts more often, but I, you know, nothing's a given in this world.
Clear. Yeah, got it.
Thank you, everybody, who is listening to this. I know you're probably thinking, well, I must be dreaming. Please don't pinch yourselves. I'm not for pro-violence. No, it's just a lot of crazy life stuff that went on. Not a lot of stuff that we'll get into right now, because that's a little bit depressing. And we're here to drink beer and have some fun. Lee agrees.
Yeah, absolutely. Fun's what it's all about.
Exactly.
What did you bring for us tonight, Shane?
I brought beer, but while I pour ourselves a new beer, Ben, if you would be so kindly, introduce yourself to the nice people listening at home.
My name is Ben Hine. I've lived in SLO for about 15 years. I had a kid about 10 years ago, and been really excited to get on this podcast when Lee brought it up and said we'd be recording tonight, because it's been really great to watch all the local craft brewers, you know, even the home brewers, everything that's going on in San Luis County. Anyways, you know. Even the big guys. Yeah.
You're the big guys.
Mind pour me your, hand me your glass there, Ben.
Thank you.
No worries. So, first off, we have Offshoot Brewing's new Shaken Cream IPA. If I believe it has all the little specs to it. India Pale Ale, brewed with lactose and peaches with natural vanilla flavor added.
Lactose.
Yeah, we've got one ourselves. Offshoot's doing themselves a little like a milkshake IPA.
Yeah. Is there a milk thing going on, like a dairy thing going on lately? Is that kind of a trend? I feel like I've seen that.
There's a big hazy thing going on, like a hazy IPA thing. And the whole idea behind that is to have a big, bolder or fuller mouthfeel.
Yeah.
And unfermentable sugars like lactose or maltodextrin is what will cause that big mouthfeel to happen. So it should kind of linger
around. So that milkshake, okay. So it's the lactose, so it feels thicker in your mouth when you drink it.
Yeah. No, the lactose will add sweetness to it, so it'll also be a little bit sweeter.
Okay.
The maltodextrin will not, and it'll just add a big, roundy mouthfeel.
So what's the opposite of that? Coors Light.
Not that we know anything about Coors Light.
For those of you listening at home, I don't know very much about brewing. Lee is throwing out terms that I honestly don't know what he's saying, but I'm going to ask the stupid questions because I like to learn these things.
I think I would like to learn these things too, so go ahead, Lee. You know.
Oh, okay.
Let's cheers,
yeah,
gentlemen.
Yeah,
cheers. Let's cheers and enjoy this guy. Let's see.
Now drop some knowledge, Thomas Lee. Hmm. Man, I'm slurring my words already.
You're getting some citrus?
Yeah,
citrus, fair. Honey, granola, honey on it, you know.
Okay.
But, so, the big difference between these New England IPAs and, I guess, the opposite of what it would be would just be a regular IPA, really.
Okay.
Because it's kind of cleaner, it's kind of more bitter forward, and these guys are kind of more designed to have the hop flavor and aroma with none of the hop bitterness.
Wow.
So that's kind of the whole different idea.
I just took that first sip, and I can see exactly why milky would be a description.
Mm-hmm. Jesus, that's very milky.
Yeah.
This is the first, to my knowledge.
Not that it's bad. I mean, I'm not saying it's bad. It's really interesting.
No, it's definitely a good beer. It's, to my knowledge, this is really the first place on the West Coast that's been trying to do that. Because the other one, the only big brewery that I know that does these milkshake or these like kind of like creamy, is Tired Hands.
Yeah.
And that's what they call them. They call them just the straight milkshake IPAs.
Yep.
And
this one's actually, considering the other ones I've had, this one's actually really clean in comparison. Because sometimes we'll just get this big, gnarly, yeasty mess, and it'll kind of have this weird texture, like a weird kind of powdery texture.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what
I mean? I could see it going that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this
like not, malt instead of milky, instead of milkshake.
Some places have actually used flour, which is, you know, basically what malt is or barley's.
Right.
But there's just something about the idea of using flour that I can't get past my head, where that would just be totally pasty and gross.
What was the name of this one again?
Can
we keep the can out?
Yeah, of course. It's a Shaken Cream IPA.
Cool.
Yeah, I think I got that in the mail on Tuesday.
Even the label that kind of has like a milky feel to it. You know?
That's true.
It really does. Yeah, that's your can does.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't get a lot of peaches though.
No. The a little bit on the smell. I got vanilla, and I guess they each their own.
I get some vanilla.
My palate's never been the best out of everybody's, but no, it's solid. It's different. I mean,
yeah.
That's the thing about craft beer is trying it. You get into something different. You try something new. I mean,
and that's kind of what I think is there's a lean going on now where more brewers are making beers that are kind of one and done. You know, you really can't have 5 or 6 of these back to back to back. You can have one a night and be like, okay, well. That's my beer for the night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I couldn't see myself like. that's my beer of this one.
That's my that one.
But like, you know, I can't session those. You can't have them back to back.
Yeah,
back to back. I wouldn't want to have more than 2 of them.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
but
well, okay, you know, hard take. If this is, you know, if you didn't know about it, like, well, this is my one beer for the night. Just say you wasted it, or you say you're enjoying yourself.
This one?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, this is a great one.
Oh, this was
great. It's actually pretty damn good.
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of like a. God, yeah, I don't know. It's almost like. It's kind of like it reminds me of pie.
Yeah.
The thought of liquid pie both makes me hungry and disgusts me at the same time. I don't know. I guess it's the type of pie.
Actually, you guys both missed it the other night. We went to Lewis Wine Bar.
Uh-huh.
For their monthly bottle share thing.
Yeah.
And they had this one called Rumkin from Avery.
Mm, I definitely know me some Avery rum barrel-aged beers.
Yeah. It was 17-something percent. It was a monster.
Yeah.
But it was... And some people hated it, some people liked it, but it tasted exactly like having a handful of pumpkin pie filling.
Just wow.
Eating it, but drinking it.
Yeah.
Just pumpkin pie filling. And it was...
Wait, is that socially acceptable? Because I would do that. Like, crust is just extra.
Well, when grandma's making it, you gotta go there and get a fingerful. Just a quality
plus insurance. Alcohol content? Come on!
Oh, yeah. I mean, 17%, could you imagine drinking more than one of those a night? Holy Jesus. But that's the thing. Like, it's so cloyingly sweet that you can have wine, or even the whole bottle would be almost hard to finish.
Now, when beer gets up that strong, though,
yeah.
Does it have that like alcohol breathing out like?
I mean,
the heat.
Yeah.
With the brewing experience, I don't necessarily know, but from the consumption, it just depends.
Yeah.
Because there's some people that kind of just throw it fresh in the bottle and it'll be hot as hell. Like,
yeah.
Just mm-hmm. You get all that booziness and whatever. Some places, I guess to be biased, brewery. Last year they had the Black Tuesday, 20%.
Didn't even.
I mean, you could taste a little bit.
Yeah.
But it was like, you know, if it was maybe a less superior brewery, that you'd get that flavor on like a 9-10%.
Yeah.
This thing's twice as much alcohol, and they hide it well.
Yeah.
So I again, not knowing the brewing process, I think it's just really like how good you are at your craft.
You can,
just
depends. You can hide it in malt a lot, and if it's a beer that you can age, it'll kind of die down a little bit, and the complexity will kind of mellow the whole thing out.
Yeah,
so you could have like a Belgian triple or something that comes out super hot, and in 4 months it's super crushable, and you can just back to back to back them and not realize just how far down the rabbit hole you're
going. So this one you had the other night, did it have any of that or not?
It didn't, because it had so much malty sweetness, it kind of was able to balance it out.
Cool.
So
thanks for telling us about a beer you had that where we weren't participating.
we both were invited. So.
So okay, that's a good point. To those who don't know, and those who like craft beer and who live here in the San Luis Obispo area, there's about 3 different places that do bottle shares. Usually it's about a $10 buy-in. Is that the same for Hot Shots as well? Yes. Or is there...
You know, I actually have never been to the Hot Shots one.
Neither have I.
I would assume it's about $10.
What you do is you bring some bottles of beer. Try and not bring Coors or Bud Light.
Yeah.
You probably will be turned away there.
Yeah.
Any other situation, that's perfectly fine, but you don't go to a craft beer bottle
don't
share
that way.
With some macros.
Yeah.
It's $10 to get the glass, and basically just everyone sharing and getting to try new stuff, and it's such a fun experience. I always make sure I let my friends know.
Great way to meet people, too.
Seriously.
Absolutely, yeah.
I met so many people that I kind of saw on Untappd, and I was like, they have 8 times as many check-ins as me.
Is that where we met?
No, we met through Tony. Because we were doing the
we were doing a micro bottle share at his house.
Yeah, we were clearing out his stash.
Yeah.
And I met you,
it was
Brian.
Just a whittle bottle share.
A whittle one.
There was
whittling down some beer.
We were whittling away his beer stash.
Yeah, at his whittle bottle share.
No, but yeah, that's when I first met him. Is there was four or five people at this come clear out my stuff, and like they all knew each other. And I'm like, oh, I'm this new guy.
I'm in.
I want to do something on a microphone, and I met Tony.
Can we play later?
But yeah, now Lee lives down the street from me, and you know he's let me come fuck up some of his homebrews and homebrew.
Yeah,
and
not good stuff.
Yeah, he's always offering free beer. But back to the point, because we did a little tangent there. Yeah, if you live in San Luis Obispo, you're interested in trying craft beer, I suggest you go to California Fresh because they have a fantastic selection. Shout out to Nick Darway, who always hooks us up, or at least me up. I don't know. I can't speak.
True.
Yeah.
Nick Darway's a great guy.
Yeah, he hooks us all up.
He's probably not going to hook you up, but shout out to him anyway.
Yeah, we're not going to tell you what he looks like.
He'll recommend some good beers for you.
That's the thing.
Pick up a few beers, go to Luis Wine Bar, go to Libertine when they have them, go to Hot Shots. We should probably say when they are. Libertines is usually... Oh, sorry. Luis Wine Bar is usually the second to last Tuesday of the month.
Talking to Vanessa actually about that, and she's like, I kind of do it on Tuesdays, but just whenever I feel like it.
Okay.
It always seems to be like the second or third one.
Yeah, I can understand why she didn't do it on Halloween, but if she did, I could have gone.
And she's going to kind of be shutting it down for a couple months, it sounds like. I guess for the winter season.
Yeah. I remember hearing about that last year.
But Hot Shots would be rocking.
Plug them anyway.
Yeah. Hot Shots is in Pismo, California. They're the first Monday of every month. Theirs is coming up on the 6th, so they've got one coming up. They have pizza provided, and you get to play pool. It's a really fun experience.
Damn, that's worth buying for sure.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. The only problem is driving home, that Uber.
Uber.
And then Libertine has done about 2 bottle shares now. Tyler was there for the one that I was at. He was Tyler Clark, the owner of Libertine. He was super nice and gave us a lot of information and cracking some really, really
off-color jokes.
No, I was gonna say some beer back in his little storage. Off-color jokes. Sure.
The merchandise.
Oh yeah,
I was. You know, that's actually my very first bottle share was at Libertine in Morro Bay.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like, I heard about it. I was like, this is gonna be fun, or this should be fun. I have no idea what to do.
Yeah.
So I go up on, I'm on Google, and I'm like, bottle share. What do you do at a bottle share? And they kind of like gave you the quick breakdown. Like, don't worry about anything. Just bring whatever beer you like.
Yeah.
You know, nobody's going to bag on you or anything. You know, bring a beer that you want to share with other people. And that's all there was to it. So, you know, if you go to any bottle share, don't stress about bringing some whale or something amazing. Just bring something that you like.
Unless that's the etiquette. Unless it's a whale share, which I've
heard. You know what? I went through that exact experience, and that's really good to hear from Lee. Because I was invited to my first bottle share at Lee's house, and, you know, I went to the liquor store, and I'm going through the aisles looking for the dusty ones. Oh, this one's $22. That's got to be good, you know? And then after a while, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to look at the descriptions and pick a couple beers that I think I will like.
Yeah.
And that was it.
That's all there is to it. I mean, it could literally be like a piece of shit beer, but as long as you like it and want to share with somebody else, if there's a story behind it or anything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And
they're going to be happy to hear about it.
Yeah. Especially, it's nice people bring homebrews.
Yeah, I bring some of the cheapest beer of them all sometimes.
Lee's brought his beers that have, since the last episode, won gold medals, not bragging, but he won't tell you that.
Yeah.
It's such a fun experience. And I don't know, I'm sad because they're always, now that they're closing down, I'm not as, I'm sad for different reasons, but not so sad I won't be able to make them. Most Tuesdays I'm working until about 9:30, so... Mm-hmm. I'm just on my Untappd at work, seeing everyone check in, and I'm like, oh, I could have been there.
Yeah.
Do you have an untapped, Ben? Not yet?
Not yet.
The Beer Nerd app?
Yeah. Not yet. I do want to say, for those of you listening, you know, maybe throw some home bottle share parties. Why not?
There's actually a group on Facebook. You're part of it, right?
Yeah, yeah. I remember you were talking about it, how somebody wants to do like a rotating bottle share.
Yeah, kind of it's called the Central Coast Beer Enthusiast.
Perfect.
And we're trying to figure out how to get... I mean, there's 300 people in the group.
Yeah.
But they're talking about trying to get at least the 20 most active users to kind of get together and just
make it a regular thing.
Have a pretty cool little bottle share.
Lee subtly suggesting he's top 20. Which he is, okay, of course. Which he is. Like, I'm just saying, make sure we catch that point.
I think anybody would, of course, be welcome. But it's the people who are talking about it are the most active users.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, who makes that app?
It's actually a Facebook group.
Just a Facebook group, yeah.
Oh, what's the app you're talking about?
That's actually made by there's a local guy whose brother made that app.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah,
I didn't even know that.
Some dude I saw at CCB was talking about it. It was his brother's app. And it's a nationwide. It's huge.
Cool.
It's a huge, huge app. But every single beer dork has a untapped thing.
Yeah. Got it.
It's beer social media where basically you check in your beers and people can be like, that's really cool. Or like, where'd you get that? And it's...
Or share their thoughts on it.
The Facebook of beer people.
It gives you you badges for certain things. You get badges for the more you drink. I got a badge recently for 1,000, and I'm like, cool, I got a badge. But then I'm like, I've had 1,000 different beers in a little under 3 years. This is not...
That's actually pretty damn good, man. That's one a day.
Well, that's not my liver saying that. That's my beer friend. So just depending on who I'm listening to at this point.
Or your parents are like, oh, Shane.
Oh, they don't fucking know.
You let us down, Shane. Your dad's on Untappd watching how many badges you...
He's having another one.
My dad has a flip phone. He's had a flip phone since he's had a phone. He learned how to text in like 2016, and I about damn near lost it. He sent me a text back after sent him
that's
something.
Amazing.
So he's still doing like he's three pushes on T for
to get
R
T.
If he wants that S, he's got to press it 4 times.
Yeah, it's number 7, whatever the hell it was.
You're lucky, man. My mom's on Facebook, and
no. I think Shane, you're too young for this, and I wonder if Benny remembers this. Do you remember back in the day when everybody had pagers?
Yep.
Do you remember pager code?
Pager code. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you would do like a 177 was an M.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
God.
There was a whole way to like text people.
But there was even like the code like 303 turned sideways was your mom.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that was before even like one or I less than 3 on our phones now, which makes a
hard right. Oh, right. Yeah.
It was before that because you couldn't get the... The ampersand and the pound sign. It was just the numbers.
Yeah.
So it had its own even more dumbed down thing.
Everybody
143, I love you.
I love you. Or like, if it was important, you'd put a phone number and then 911.
911!
It's important. That's what you would do, though. You would do your home phone number to your girlfriend at the time, and you hit 911, because it's like 11:30 at night, and you're sitting there like with your phone, and as soon as it rings, you hit the talk button.
So you don't so it doesn't ring throughout the house.
Man, I thought having to call a girl's parents on their home line to talk to her was bad. You guys.
Yeah. Well, that was all we knew.
Oh, my gosh.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
Oh, man. He just looks like an old Russian.
Yeah, I just outed myself out. So now everyone's...
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. But I was joking because I have an Instagram, which was suggested to me, but I've always just posted beer photos. Like, never off my face. My logo, like, the logo for the podcast is the logo for the thing.
Yeah.
And I thought, like, after so long, I was like, I'll finally add my girlfriend. First thing she does is face tag me in one of her things. And I sent her a joking thing. Like, obviously, I'm not actually mad. I was like, thanks for the face reveal, sweetie. And she's just like, ah!
I was saving that.
Oh, yeah.
Making your profile pic.
Oh, no. She understands on that. And she's just like, I don't think I want to be on this where there's a whole bunch of alcohol. It's probably a bad message.
You sound like
school teacher? Man. Jesus.
Actually, kind of, yeah.
Oh.
She works in a school.
Is there a problem with school teaching?
No.
She works in a resource classroom.
Cool.
So she does a lot of great work.
No, he just made it sound like she doesn't want to be associated with my craft beer hobby.
Well, you guys just said she didn't want to be associated with me. We meet in private a lot. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I think I met her once, right?
Yeah, you've met her a couple times.
Oh, yeah, at the CCB
Oktoberfest.
You met her there. You met her at the macaroni and festival.
But normally you try to keep her away from.
No, I'm like, oh, I noticed Lee here. You should meet Lee.
But only for a minute.
Yeah. God, she's met more of like.
Let's my move beer, along, honey.
She's met, yeah. She's met more of my beer friends than she has my college friends. It's like,
I can't believe he said that in front of you. Right. Yes, he's a jerk.
There you go. So we're all empty here. I'm gonna pour something else.
Yeah,
certainly.
What we guys want to talk about now? I would personally like to get your journey into craft beer, Ben. Like what spiked it for you? What got you hooked? What was your gateway?
Great question. Well, I bartended through college here in San Luis Obispo.
What bars?
I worked my way up from a busser at Tahoe Joe's to bartender.
Okay.
Then I worked down at Black Sheep for a little while, not bartending, but bar backing and working the door. And then catering, worked for various catering companies. Buffalo Pub. Little shout out to those guys there.
Michel,
no longer the owner.
Yeah.
Jason Flores, holding it down. When it comes to beer, I mean, my dad tried brewing beer in our garage. My first really? Inclination, yeah. I don't know how old I was, 10, 11, 12, something like that. But my uncles and my dad, you know, got into trying to brew their own beer at home. And I remember in the garage, my dad had this bag of whatever he concocted. You know, it was a little set up your own set.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know when they tasted it or tried it. I just remember the bag swelling to like almost bursting. And then later it was like the bag was gone and it was like, what happened? Oh, it was terrible. he screwed up something, you know, one little enzyme or whatever it is. I don't know the science behind it, but it was bad. You know, that was the idea of being a home brewer, you know. It's been going on since the 90s for me, you know, that's when I was growing up, which is amazing. And watching all the things, the places and the home brewers and just being in the industry, the restaurant industry, the bar industry, you know, you always sort of formulate your own opinion about what you like and what you don't like. You know, this has been wine country for the longest time, but I'll be damned if there ain't some, you know, I know a lot of winemakers who make really damn good beer.
Oh yeah,
you know.
Well, there's a saying, it takes
a lot of beer to make good wine. Yeah, like yeah, absolutely. So,
anyone you feel brave enough name dropping?
Winemakers who make beer?
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't actually know their names. The cider
Adam
people.
Firestone.
No. Nobody I should name drop, but
that's fair.
You know.
Yeah.
Alrighty, gentlemen. Next we have a Mosaic, Vic's Secret, Equinox, Simcoe, and Denali IPA.
That's a mess. Were those, how many words was that? Was that all one word?
Those are all hops.
No, those are all different hops.
Yeah. Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. It's from Woodland Empire in Idaho. Yeah, it's from Boise, Idaho. I should probably know these things before I speak, because now I just sound like some like uncultured piece of shit.
No, we're all learning.
And this is Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheeple?
That is a great name.
That is a pretty good name, and the label is pretty dope. It's a lot of like data points, or it looks like a computer
circuit board
on the shape of the hop.
That's pretty fucking sweet.
This one's through Tavor, so I tried to order it as quickly as possible, so it still should be. Look at the date.
Yeah, is there a date on it? It actually doesn't smell like it's very old, honestly.
You'll be the one to know.
And I'm pretty good at guessing that stuff. There's no date on it.
I thought there was. I don't know. Anyway, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
There we go.
Yeah, smelling it when Ben was talking, and I was getting like a lot of vanilla or something. But
maybe hopefully that's not just the leftover residue of the last one.
God, I hope not.
God, it's amazing how different beers can taste.
When being kind of in the same style. Like,
yeah.
I think these are both supposed to be just hazy IPAs, but.
Yeah, well,
this one next to the creamy is, you know, very different.
How the hell would I describe it?
Yeah, so that's the difference between that lactose
and
not having that lactose.
Yeah.
You know, that's doesn't kind of round out as much.
There's a little bit of a dusty aftertaste to it. Like, not... It just... I don't know how to describe that.
It's a little more bitter than I would expect for a New England, but... And it does kind of have, like... Yeah, I see what you're saying with the dustiness.
Yeah. I would put this more on just the common IPA spectrum, you know?
Mm-hmm. Except for the haziness, I suppose. Mm. But it would definitely be a good IPA if it wasn't hazy. You know?
Yeah.
A good, clean, normal IPA. Sometimes, you start seeing all these different hops like Mosaic, Vic's Secret, Equinox, Simcoe, and Denali. And I always feel like sometimes it gets a little bit too convoluted.
Yeah.
When you try to add all that different stuff in there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then also, when you're going for a New England, you don't want to have a lot of bitterness. So it's all about late addition hops. And if you're trying to throw all that much in there at the same time, it just kind of becomes a mess. So they must be adding it a little earlier than I think most New Englands.
Interesting.
That's my opinion. But who the hell knows? I have no idea how I made it.
No, you're probably absolutely right.
Well, thank you, man.
I don't even know where to start researching to kind of have that sense of knowledge. Why the hell don't you have your own brewery yet?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Where's that Kickstarter?
We need a Kickstarter.
Can you imagine how many people, just putting Kickstarters on Central Coast beer enthusiasts?
We would need $1.5 million raised by Kickstarter. I don't know if they'll do that.
Well, speaking of trying to raise money... Have you guys heard of the Taking Back Craft movement that has been going on?
I have, and I pledged my $1,000.
You pledged $1,000?
Yeah.
Well, I pledged $50.
You know, they never got you.
No, like last I checked, hold on, I'm going to pull this
what
up.
What is it?
Okay, so the independent craft brewing industry, or I don't know the exact group.
The Brewers Association.
The Brewers Association is trying to raise $213 billion. To buy Anheuser-Busch.
Just so they can dismantle it.
So AB InBev has been running around buying all these craft beers, right?
Yeah.
So now they're like, well, we're going to give you a taste of your own medicine. Obviously, it's just a big marketing move.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to... They even say themselves that, we're not really going to charge you.
Yeah.
You know, and this is... Yeah, who's going to
be... As enthusiastic about this as we are.
We would require, $26 or something from every single person worldwide in order to do it.
So the current amount...
That they pledged?
9,468 independent beer backers have raised $3,020,000.
We're only 0.0002% away.
Yeah.
And, it was a really cool... idea. Like, I would be down if we could somehow raise that.
It's just an idea of the power of money, which is what those guys are about.
Now, the important thing is, with your pledge, did you order any free swag?
With my pledge, I got my email, mm-hmm. and I verified my email, and I'm expecting my sticker any day now.
I went for the shirt.
The shirt?
I'm excited for that one.
The shirt?
Yeah. You can get a hat, shirt.
I got a koozie or a sticker.
Oh, I think
I pledge $1,000 and I get a koozie or a sticker.
It seems a little backwards.
I ordered day one.
If you pledge less, do you get a sweatshirt?
So wait.
Yeah, right? I'm going to pledge $1.
When did you pledge? Because I pledged day one.
I pledged day 4 or 5 or something.
See, that might be it. You just might have
waited
too
long. The momentum.
Yeah.
Oh, and it actually says they are 0.0014% of the way there. We're moving on up, they say.
It's
going to be a while.
But
shoot for the stars.
I'll put my sticker on my car. I pledged $1,000. Shit.
I don't think the sticker says that.
Damn it. There goes all my street cred. All my fake street cred.
I don't want my shirt to say I pledged $50.
I hope it does.
No.
When you could have pledged $1,000 fake dollars, you pledged $50 fake dollars.
Well, what if it actually worked? What if everyone thought that and pledged $1,000 and it was just like shit?
Then I would happily pay $1,000 to see that happen.
Actually, hold on. 9,000 times 1,000. How much would that be? I'm not good at math.
9,000 times 1,000? I don't know. 90 billion?
90 billion.
90 billion?
Everyone just sending your...
Right?
No. Just everyone sending your...
Email craftbeerchronicles at Gmail. Tell us how much it should have been.
Joke's on you. It's at Yahoo.
Oh, damn it.
No one's going to find my ass there.
Might as well be on AOL for Christ's sake.
Oh, man.
Where's Woodland Empire...
It's Boise, Idaho. Most of their stuff I get is through Tavor. Speaking of which, use the code craftbeerchronicles10 at tavor.com to save $10 on your first box of $25 or more.
Nice.
I got that code about 8 months ago. I hope it still works. They haven't told me anything about it being turned off, but
save
that money.
And it'll just go towards your credit for whatever beers you get in for the podcast, right?
I think so. I have no idea.
That's a website where you can...
Yeah. So Tavor is kind of how I got first started into craft beer. There was an online advertisement on just like Yahoo or Google or scrolling because I've been searching up craft beer all this time.
Yeah.
What it is it's kind of like a beer of the month club.
Yeah.
But you get to pick and choose what you want. You get to pick and choose your ship date.
Yeah.
There's flat rate shipping. It's out of Seattle. And you can have a box as big as 30 beers.
Yeah. I've gotten multiple boxes before.
Yeah. Or you can get like one or two. Like if you get because what's some of the stuff they've got here? They've had Double Dry Hop Pseudo Soup recently, which is rated the best pale ale by certain people, like certain magazines or certain reputable institutions, and you can get that. And you could you could order that and have your box shipped as soon as possible. That way it gets to you as fresh as possible.
Tavor, T-A-V-O-R-E?
T-A-V-O-U-R.
Tavor.com.
I mean, the only issue with that company is like, okay, so I'm from the school of thought where it's like, if I don't see something I want, then...
And don't charge me,
right?
Yeah,
because it's what $14 to ship, whether you buy one bottle or 50 bottles.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Yeah. I can totally see where you're coming from with that. You can keep pushing your ship date back until you find more things.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So there's no like certain this has to ship by date. It's literally you can keep pushing it back
as long as you're buying whales and not IPAs.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, like to that knowledge, they just released Fremont Bourbon Barrel Aged Dark Star. Which is, I'm finding out a little bit more accessible online, but that's not available around here. And what got me hooked on Tavor and got me hooked in the beer was Fremont's Bourbon Abominable. That's my favorite beer. And they have that every year, I think. I think last year they might not have had. But I'm always hooked because come wintertime, I'm like, I want as much of that beer as possible so I can store away.
It's, okay, cool.
It is like my crack. And throughout the year, I've gotten to try so many different types of stuff and just styles and crazy beer like this one. And
dude, that sounds great.
They'll send you like 3 or 4 messages a day, too.
Yeah. I've turned off the emails, honestly, just because that's filling up my email box. But the app, they have an app now where you can kind of see photos of everything. So none of you at home are going to see this, but I'm going to show Ben what the app looks like. And he's going to order a shit ton of beer to my account, probably.
Be signing up tomorrow with a $10 discount on $75.
Exactly. That's a great start. Fun fact, it's waitlisted now. Crap. But, so bad timing. But they just had St. Arnold Pumpkinator, which won gold at the Great American Beer Festival for pumpkin beers. That may not be your style, but they have beers that high quality on their site. They have Lost Abbey. They have all across the U.S. They have all across like many countries. It's just an awesome selection that we here in Slo County would get we wouldn't get 98% of these beers.
Yeah.
So it's if you got the money and you've got the people to drink it with. Like,
and push back your ship date until you have enough beers to justify it sounds like.
Right. If you want IPAs, don't sign up in November.
they've got a lot better with the IPAs in terms of like bottling dates and
just getting it shipped
and getting them out to you fast enough. You know, IPAs fall apart after about a month.
Yeah.
You know.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Or I mean 3 months if you're really gonna push it, but you gotta drink those things as soon as you can.
Huh.
Really not.
I've heard of some guys who like won't even bother after a month. I've heard of guys who won't even bother after a week. It's just
really
spoiled. Are you? You know,
hand those off to me, guys out there who are.
You see those?
Right? You're drinking all.
I'll drink a 2 week old IPA.
You're drinking like Rebel from Sam Adams, and you have no clue that it's 4 months old. Why does this suck so bad?
I remember it being better than this.
That's why I refuse to kind of go to BevMo anymore. I swear to God, I still see IPAs. I see IPAs on there from 2016.
Yeah,
I know, and it's sad because like this sounds really good. Oh, never mind.
Oh no.
What was it? There was like a family get together. I think it was this Easter or whatever, and my dad found some old beers in the fridge when my brother was into craft beer, and. They were like IPAs. He's like, yeah, we brought these. I swear to God, I think they were from 2012. And I was just like, guys, don't drink this.
Sitting,
like,
please, yeah, do not, sitting in the garage. Not,
like, yeah, like,
warm,
please,
storm.
Yeah. No, they were in a fridge.
Did
I will
you
give it that.
Drink them or what?
I think I had a sip, and it was malty. Like, it was yeah, not an IPA at that point anymore. Like, left.
Wow, I did not know. IPA's got to be within a month.
Yeah, and it comes out to packaging, really. I mean, yeah. However the brewery packages it. It's,
yeah, drink fresh,
oxygen,
drink cold.
Oxygen kills it.
It's good to know.
Yep. Insane. Oxygen's a real bastard. Any oxygen, just a little bit.
Know what else is a bastard?
Any light. A little bit of light.
Know what else is a bastard? Segways and those people at that event that we poured for a couple weeks ago, Lee.
Oh, yeah, they were assholes.
I think it was really fun. In the last couple of months, Lee here, and as well as the general manager of Central Coast Brewing, who we won't name drop because he doesn't want to be named on this podcast.
Yeah, he wants to come out and do it.
Is he warming up
he's
to it?
I would. It, yeah.
This podcast has got to get a lot better though if he's going to come on it.
Yeah.
They've graciously invited me to come help pour for them at events for Central Coast Brewing, and I've got to say it has been some of the most fun that I have had. And I'm glad I had Lee here. Sorry, Ben. This, like, not,
okay,
to, not, to,
no,
not
no,
to clue you out of it, but yeah, yeah. I think you'll have some fun stories out of this.
Yeah.
is basically I went to two different events, and they could not be more polar opposites of each other.
Right.
Yep. We went to one which was kind of like a closed in, like everybody was there at once, just kind of calm, steady line. And then the most recent one that we did was just a nonstop barrage of runners at 8:30 in the morning. That's what I didn't get. Like, we were there after a marathon, and people were wanting full, like, two full cups of beer after finishing a half marathon.
Yeah.
I'm like,
well, you need that. Carbs, yeah, you need those carbs.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just not a runner.
And who the hell doesn't want a beer after a long run?
Me? I wait and get dinner because I'm like, fuck, this is gonna be the worst. I'm gonna puke right after this.
Actually, that was the guy. I do some comp work over at the gym. Not that I'm a gym rat, I don't go at all, but the guy was trying to get me to come in, and he's like, listen, man, just come in, do the little circuit for half an hour, go hang out in the hot tub, and then have a beer.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that sounds like a great evening.
You make it sound so easy.
Yeah. You make, like, 30 minutes of work, I get to have a hot tub and a beer?
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, okay, one thing, you don't want to get in a hot tub with a beer, though, because it's like one of the worst things.
Right?
Yeah. Oh. Horrible suggestion.
But, I mean, they don't have any. I mean, it's Kennedy Club. They don't have exactly the best beer selection, except for some CCB there.
There's CCB. Okay. So
anyway, so we're at some events.
So yeah,
we're good.
Well, I thought I was gonna use that for another transition, but we just transitioned, so that's too short of a story.
No, not transition again yet.
No, but it's been such a fun experience, and everyone I tell it to has just been like, "You gotta get me signed up on that list," and I'm a little hesitant because, like, I'm not the smartest person in the world, but compared to these people, I'm a goddamn genius.
Some of them.
What, the marathoners?
No. Oh, God, no. They take care of their bodies. They're way smarter than me. They don't spend their nights drinking several beers at once.
Well, maybe they're not smart.
But, I mean, it's... Oh, man, you guys are finished. Holy shit. Okay. No, it's...
Well, let me ask you this. Which one did you like more, the City of the Sea event or the From the Barrel event?
I didn't do... I mean, the Burgers and Brews... Like,
I'm sorry.
Brews and Bites.
My apologies.
I wish I did From the Barrel.
Wait, you didn't do Brews and Bites. That was...
That was Santa Margarita, right?
Yeah. No, Santa Margarita was...
That's not From the Barrel.
Burgers and Brews. That's what it was.
Oh. Okay. Burgers and Brews.
Brews and Bites was the day before.
So, okay, Burgers and Brews was the day after the one which was like 110,000
degrees.
Oh, yeah, nobody was there.
Oh, it was terrible.
I'm glad I missed that one.
Like our weather lately.
And then, and they had like chicken wings. Like it was like a chicken wing festival for Burgers and Bites, or Bites and Brews, whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
And the whole like idea was chicken wings. Who wants a hot chicken wing when it's 110 degrees?
Yeah. You know what? I'd probably still want a hot chicken wing.
Depends what the sauce
I'll
is.
I'll take a chicken wing.
It was surprising.
In any temperature,
it was,
so.
Like, I've been to that event all the time, and it was deadville. It was sad. But,
that's a bummer when the weather kills your event.
Right?
Yeah.
But Burgers and Brews was good, and that's kind of how most events go, you know, especially as a volunteer. You come, you hang out, you do some pouring, you get out, you check out the other people that had come, you know, get some burgers, get some more beers.
Yeah.
And then kind of go back and pour some more and kind of just float around. And, you know, that's why it's awesome to volunteer. You get to kind of get into cool things for free, and you get backstage. You
true.
Get backstage everything.
True. Yeah.
Going back to your question of which one I liked more, it's interesting because I liked each one for different things. The first one, it was a lot more fun to kind of interact with those people because it wasn't as much of a hectic like go
right.
go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But also George was there, the owner,
right?
And that was my very first event, and I was like, oh my god, do not fuck this shit up in front of the owner of A, this truck, and B, this company that you like and respect. So it was a lot of pressure.
When you serve beers at a marathon, are you just on the side of the race?
No,
and, like they're running and grabbing it out of your hand and pouring it over themselves.
That'd be so awesome.
Do you know what this run needs? I need to be stickier.
My nipples are shaking. I need to find a way to stick this shirt to my nipples.
But
that would be awesome.
You're running along with them so you don't like slow them down.
Yeah. But, the one where we did
I'm like licking it off.
They drink half and dump the other half down their back.
The one that we did after the marathon. It was a lot more hectic, but it was you, Tori, and my buddy Matt, and it was just like a good group of people who I could relax and like.
Yeah.
Like I still did the job, of course, but I wasn't like intimidated.
That was just, I mean, like that was a really busy one, and we were just pumping as much beer as we could, and that's not normally how events go. Normally, it's kind of like
more we're having another beer poured for us now.
Yes, while we talk, we're multitasking.
Yep.
Pouring.
Yeah.
This is also from Offshoot,
yep.
So I decided to pour both of the new Offshoot offerings. This is their stir. So the first one was Shaken. This one is stir.
Oh, we got a little James
and this
Bond.
This is a double IPA, with 100% Mosaic hops and Golden Promise 2-row and flaked wheat malt with London 3 yeast. Comes in at about 8.1%.
Did the Woodland one have Mosaic in it?
I believe so. That was the first one listed.
It was. Okay. See, the layman is catching on a little bit, ladies and gentlemen.
he's going to be our most popular guest after this episode because he's like, I relate with him, and goddamn it, you should.
I admit when I don't know things.
Yeah, Mosaic's a great hop.
So as we switch into...
Have you ever used it?
Oh, I use it all the time. Yeah.
What's great about it?
Did you have that slightly cloudy that I made last time?
Mm-mm. No.
I gotcha. It's kind of a newer hop, but it's really, 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 really good. It's
okay.
It's super fragrant. It's super tasty. A lot of kind of like citrusy and a little bit of stone fruit stuff in there.
Got it. Yeah.
And it does. It's kind of a multi-purpose hop. You could bitter with it if you wanted to. It'd be a shame to waste it. But
if you went bitter with it, that would be wasting it, in your opinion?
There's other hops you can use to bitter with.
To go that way?
Yeah. Because this is such a good aroma hop.
That it really is.
Yeah. You just let it do its own thing, and it's all late addition. And it'll carry through.
State the name of this one again.
This one is Stirred Double IPA from Offshoot Brewing Co. You can go online, Offshoot, and sign up for their membership. Every month they do two new releases. And yeah, they've all been pretty solid. I haven't gotten all of them. These were the two that kind of piqued my interest. From a couple of readings, I think even on the untapped scores, I could be wrong, so I apologize when that turns out to be true. But I think Stirred actually might be their highest rated offering yet.
Okay. I can see it. This is really good.
Yeah, a lot of people have been really liking it.
Ding 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 ding.
Ding ding ding. We got a winner for you guys.
Yeah, Lee said that. Come on.
So we'll go, like, you know, you're talking about, you know, hops being popular and stuff like that. You're a homebrewer, and yeah, you've done some decently crazy things pretty recently. Like we've had these discussions. Going forward, is there anything in your head that maybe you, like, creatively you want to try, like a weird type of beer with like certain hops that maybe they aren't used as much or have never been tried at all? Like, how much in the hop, like, in regards to hops, do you feel there is room to explore?
Right.
Or do you think you just, like, new hops have to be found and discovered or, like, bred?
Well, they're always discovering and finding new hops. And, I mean, it's kind of... Hops are difficult because it takes 3 years for them to mature and to provide cones.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're breeding hops, you know, you're in it for the long term.
Yeah.
And then you're not going to dedicate an entire field to some dog shit hop because you don't know if it's any good or not.
Yeah.
So by the time you realize it's any good and you start planting more of it, It just takes a long time to really develop.
10 years in, 6 years in, or something like that?
Yeah,
I mean,
you're at least 6 or 7 years in.
Yeah.
Just to develop a good new hop. Of course, these guys are professionals, so they have an idea what they're going to get out of it.
Yeah.
But,
wait, do we have GMOs in our hops? Lee, don't tell me, man, okay?
I don't think they've done that yet. I'm not a scientist for, like, that kind of growing stuff. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I suppose they could.
If you could... That should be the name of one of your beers. Like, I don't know how you spell that. Yeah. Like, introducing. That is now officially copyright. No one can steal that beer name idea. Murr is official property of Tank Farm Road Brewery.
Well, ding.
Maybe that or something else.
Yes.
M-U-R-R-R-R.
Listen to episode 3 for that something else.
There's got to be like a capital R in there somewhere, like at the end.
Yeah, so the word itself goes up.
Or like one of those weird little teepees that they put on like Chinese words.
Yeah. You know? A lot of the translations have been misread. That's actually what one of the wise men brought Jesus was.
That's right.
He's like, what are you bringing him? I'm bringing him some gold. What are you bringing him?
Maybe he was bringing him beer?
Maybe, yeah.
Oh, wait. Is there a brewery that's been bold enough to make like a 3-beer series of just like gold, frankincense?
Probably, but it probably sucked and they're obscure.
Yeah, like, probably. Okay. I'm thinking like if you had a good brewery. Again, I'm so new to this. There's probably things out there, but like if you can do a brew series based off stuff like Seven Deadly Sins.
I thought
like,
about that.
Yeah. Maybe I stole that from you. Maybe we were drinking too much last time.
I always thought that Seven Deadly Sins would be super fun.
Exactly. I mean, like, oh god, what other things are there? Of course, me bringing one example and then that's it.
Yeah. Right. Well, you brought the three wise men. Three Wise Men series.
Go ahead, Lee.
Well, I was just going to say, I want to do a Captain Planet one. Or a Captain Beer one.
Do they have to mix them?
So, they have what?
With our hops combined.
Yeah. you have what? For Captain Planet,
you
is
have
like
Earth,
fire, water, wind,
love,
and heart.
Love, heart.
Right? So, but
this beer is filled with cholesterol.
But for beer, you have...
Heart is definitely in there.
You always have to have heart, yeah. But it's like water, hops,
yeah.
You know, malted barley or barley,
heat,
and yeast,
yeah,
and heart.
So and heart.
And we can all have little rings. You know?
Dude, you might want to cut that out, actually.
Oh, no, because that,
that's a pretty good concept.
Captain Beer, you know?
Yeah. Captain Beer. Oh, my gosh.
But you have to have the rings. That's the important part.
Are the rings hollow?
No,
and
Captain
Beer
sounds like just some fat dude.
Yeah,
it's like gotta be like Captain Brewer.
Captain Brewer.
You know, you gotta have, it's the profession.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true. You just gotta get four good brewers.
Captain Beer makes me think
ring.
Of Homer Simpson.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Duff Man.
Man who likes to make beers with chilies, you can do 3 stages of hell with just like the same
Ooh.
Beer with like 3 progressive
well,
lane hot chilies.
Too.
Oof. Yeah.
You need to cut a lot of this out, actually. That's also a good idea.
Yeah.
How many rings or layers of hell are there? 7?
7? I don't know. I haven't read
that.
That's
Dante's Inferno. There's,
yeah.
It's in there.
That's already a beer, so you can't steal
is
that.
It?
I think Lost Abbey has Dante's Inferno.
All 7?
No. Just like name Dante's
yeah.
Inferno.
Yeah.
you can make a beer that somehow like splits off into 7
layers. Yeah.
It's like, why isn't this mixing?
Don't shake it.
Just a bunch of oil.
Oh, man. I am so off track for this goddamn thing. This is just too much fun.
Yeah, how did we get over here? I don't know.
I was talking about, like, hop additions, and then it was different, like, beer series. Beeries.
Oh, I know what I wanted to ask. Lee is a very good brewer, everybody.
Yes.
He's an okay brewer.
I'm sorry, out of...
He's a humble brewer, he makes some mistakes, and he's his own worst critic.
There are 3 people here. How many collective gold medals have we won?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, between the 3 of us?
Yeah.
AKA,
yeah.
They're all yours.
Yeah.
They're all mine, I guess, okay.
Yeah, but collectively, I mean, this table has won as many gold medals as Lee has separately, because Lee's
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I don't know any.
I've got a couple of them, yeah. I'm working on some more.
So my question was, because... I'm a big fan of this just life philosophy in general, you know, less is more, minimalist.
Right.
It seems like you touched on it earlier when you're trying to get all fancy with so many hops mixing it. Like, when you sit down to make something, or stand up to make it, do you want to start with more simple? Because, you know, quality ingredients. When I cook, I like as little ingredients as possible. Yep. You know what I mean? Steak with butter in the pan if I'm doing it on the skillet. That's it. You know, salt and pepper on each side. That's it. Is that like where you come from when you start out and then you introduce and then you introduce in the next batch?
Kind of. So like actually when I was starting off brewing, I kind of had this idea that it was like, oh, if I add more of this and more of that, the more complex it's going to be.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and that's not necessarily the case.
Or what if I discover this crazy ingredient that no one has ever thought of before?
Yeah, you have this like idea that you're going to figure something out that nobody's ever thought of.
Yeah.
And that's typically not the case. Mm-hmm. I think most of it comes down to using premium ingredients and handling them correctly.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to beat up the beer. You want to take things slow and make sure it's the right stuff you're putting in instead of, you know, don't use a shitload of old hops when you can just use a little bit of fresh, delicious hops.
Totally.
You know?
Totally.
It makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
It's just about the more quality than anything. So, you know, you see a lot of homebrewers or even brewers nowadays who are just trying to add this and that and
Mad scientist it. Yeah.
And there's some respect to that, you know, for some of the brewers who do it well.
Yeah.
But a lot of them don't do it well.
Yeah.
And it's a kind of a way to hide a lot of off flavors and poorly designed and made beer.
Yeah.
You know, if you just have a good, clean, simple beer, a lot better than some convoluted mix-up mess.
Totally.
You know, that's where I've kind of evolved from to...
You like start small, aim small, but if it goes this way or that,
I mean, kind of
you're
like,
not too far off.
If I had any advice to a new brewer starting off, it would just be like, work on your technique. It's all technique, and it's you know, do what people know is good, and just make the technique right.
This is the other thing I know about you is quality, not technology, but whatever system you're using.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it clean.
Oh, yeah.
But also invest in good equipment.
Right. Invest in good equipment. And then I always, like, all my money for my brew house, I mean, there's some sick brew house stuff that I could get.
Yeah.
That looks awesome and it does a great job. But the stuff I have currently does a great job.
I can attest to that.
But
I think we both can.
Exactly. Yeah. I spent all my money in my lab, in my little, I call it a lab.
It's a lab.
You know?
Yeah.
It truly is like a lab. I mean, I do little tests on everything. You know, the more you can find out about what's going on, the more you know what the end product's going to be like.
Yeah.
And you got to get it dialed in. Everybody's always talking, especially in the homebrewing world. It's like, oh, that's a great beer. Good luck ever making it again, because, like, you don't know what the hell you did.
It was just a fluke?
I mean, kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, no, I know exactly, like, what I did. I know, like, every single number. It's just a matter of getting it back to those exact numbers again.
Yeah.
You know, just little specific things. So
it's not little specific things. I think it's very specific things, because it's science. I always tease you about chemistry, you know, and what you're doing. But, you know, I have a 10-year-old daughter, and they're always... You know, girl power, you want them to get into the STEM, you know, majors and subjects and that sort of thing. And it's really fucking cool. Because you make great fucking beer. But I know that you're like doing the math on it and keeping track, you know, and like, that's admirable because I am not a math person.
See, that's kind of the things that I look back and kind of kick myself for. Because, ironically, in high school, I loved science and math. Those were my two favorite things. I couldn't be bothered with history. I couldn't be bothered with English. Like, it just wasn't my thing. But I decided to go to college for something that is more, like, I got a degree in sociology. So it's a little bit more, like, writing. It's a little bit more just, like, people intensive. Not as much
human
science.
Human behavior.
Yeah. And while I enjoyed what I was studying... If I was 21 and into craft beer when I was maybe choosing my college major, Lord knows I wouldn't be a sociology major right now. Or something along those lines. Or I'd be looking at, like, brew programs.
Well, the new girl from Bang the Drum, she was a food science major.
She was a food science major?
Yeah. She's out there kicking ass making beer now.
Okay.
So
it's I make excuses because I know I'm still young enough that I could probably change something, but I really do enjoy my spot in the craft beer scene, or the spot that I try and make for myself, or with, you know, doing the podcast. And I really feel I have a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun working with you on that homebrew that one time.
Yeah.
But I definitely don't feel my place right now is to try and force myself into that kind of that group. Yeah. I don't know. It's nice knowing. It's weird saying this. It's probably not the best phrasing, but knowing where my place is in this.
Know your rank.
Exactly. No. To quote the great Dwayne Johnson, know your role. Yeah. And like, I'm perfectly okay with that, because it's not like everywhere, like whatever I do with craft beer, whether it be the bottle shares or going to breweries or talking with people or whatever, I feel super welcome. And it's one, it's even having conversations. I recently applied to go work at the new craft brewery, Dead Oak Brewing, in Atascadero.
Correct.
With a lot of stuff that came up, it just wouldn't have worked out for me, so it didn't, you know, didn't pursue it any further. But you know, talking about it with them in the interview, they were very open. It was just like, hey, we're not trying to like cut anybody out. We really want to start working with everybody. And I really can't think of another business where you're trying to elevate your competition.
Yeah.
Because that only elevates you.
Yeah.
That's insane. That's one of the best things about the craft beer industry, you know,
yeah.
Is everyone always really does seem like it wants to boost everybody else. Yeah. There's no like F you, I'm gonna.
Yeah, there's really few secrets. And I mean, on some of the brewing podcasts, every so often you'll get a brewery that comes in and they'll talk about whatever, this, that recipe or beer.
Mm-hmm.
and they'll say, you know, that's, you know, we don't want to talk about that, that's our thing. And it's kind of almost frowned upon by even the podcast hosts, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it just seems like everything is supposed to be, or the idea is it's supposed to be all of us against them, you know, all the craft brewers against the big guys.
Yeah.
So we need to share all the knowledge and information.
Yeah.
We can.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think back, like, with that discussion, I think back to the Slow Craft Beer Festival that's usually every February, and I know tickets for 2018 are for sale, you know, plug there. Yeah. And there was the seminar with, again, Central Coast Craft Brewery, where Brandon was talking about Monterey Street.
Mm-hmm.
Monterey Street just recently got gold at Great American Beer Festival for American Pale Ale with, what, 198
entries?
Yeah, and I think it was the third or fourth most entered contest.
Yep.
They won gold for the second time in 3 years, with that other year being silver.
Mm-hmm.
And he told everyone basically the hop ratio. It's not like the entire recipe.
No,
but
he'll sit down. If you want to know the recipe from Monterey Street, he'll tell you the recipe from Monterey Street.
But that's
the problem is you can't brew the recipe from Monterey Street. I can't brew the recipe from Monterey Street.
Yeah.
I can't package that beer how it needs to be packaged to send to Colorado.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what I was saying earlier. It's all about technique. It comes down to like this, the way you do it, not what the recipes are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would also like to mention that there were 9 other medals from Great American Beer Festival. While we do love Central Coast Brewing, this is a, you know, Central Coast based podcast, and we want to show all the love. I feel like crap because I could do this off the top of my head. I think Firestone had bronze for Pivo Pils, and their collaboration with Silver Brewing, 10 Buck Chuck, got silver.
Yeah.
Figaro Mountain had, I believe, 2 silvers and a bronze. So that's 6 of them right there.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Fatty's out of Goleta.
Yeah, that guy's actually one of the homebrewers from the area.
He got gold for Berliner Weiss. Berliner Style Weiss, was it not? That one really... I have a list in my car. I feel really bad that I don't have it in front of me.
Keep rattling off what you know.
You're doing pretty good.
These are good shout-outs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alvarado Street, I believe, got silver for their Yeast of Eden.
Mm-hmm. Great name.
Yeah.
Because you can see that in a totally bad context. Sorry, I'm a little dark, folks.
Oh, my God. So I think we're going to put up a poll.
They have a vagina beer now, you know that?
Oh, okay, yeah, that's... God.
Let's not get off the subject.
So quick note, there'll be a poll whether or not Ben will replace me. I expect that to win on Ben's favor. But going back, yes.
No,
yes.
No, you're so much better at this than me, man.
Maybe Ben will replace the theme song.
I would love to write a theme song.
I will put as much music as you want on here.
Yeah.
Man, like, again, you're more than welcome to join because you're goddamn hilarious. All right, so our next.
Yeast of Eden? Come on! Yeah.
If anyone from Alvarado Street listens to this,
if I was a judge, I'd be like, they got gold.
I don't need to try it.
Actually, I'm going to take this home.
I don't need to taste this shit.
My life. No.
Sorry.
Can you make a poster of this for me? Or like a... Okay. There's so many goddamn side tangents on this. I don't even know. I'm going to keep going. But yeah, that's there's. I believe that was 8 medals. So there's two more. I know another one was from a brewery in Watsonville. I can't think of it right now.
Watsonville?
I did not know that.
Yeah, that was one of them. And I think don't know if they also got gold. So yeah, I apologize to those other breweries. Like, you were...
How far is Watsonville from here?
Fuck if I know.
Now, where does Central Coast end?
Watsonville is basically Salinas, so it's like an hour and 40.
Okay, so that kind of part of Central Coast. I guess, like, the furthest out, you're talking Central Coast.
Yeah, I think we blend into Monterey County.
Barely kind of in
there.
Yeah,
why not? You know?
I just took
Santa, is Santa Cruz Central Coast?
No.
Right?
No.
So, like, it kind of just ends at Monterey, right?
Just around there, I would say.
It's going to be a dark beer, so hopefully...
Line it up.
All right, so this one is... Blackberry, raspberry, vanilla, only void.
Blackberry, raspberry, vanilla.
Yeah, Imperial Stout from, the only void, blackberry,
raspberry. I feel like Shane has poured me more than their fair share, so I don't know if he's trying to teach me a lesson or what.
I have multiple.
I think he's trying to get you drunk.
Yeah.
Well. His girlfriend's not here tonight, so he's like, I'll take Ben. He'll work.
Oh, that's a fantastic topic we got there.
Not as pretty, I promise you that.
Oh my Jesus, thank God she doesn't listen to this. Okay.
Yeah, no, she's a nice girl. I don't think you can beat her with Ben, unfortunately.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So, Ben has stepped away for a quick second. We will give you our thoughts on this beer.
We won't change without you.
Okay, we'll just sniff without him. That was... I don't know if Ben caught...
This is a big sniffer, too, because there's, like, a lot of stuff going on here.
I'm wondering if I should have poured your beer first and wondering if I did this out of order, but...
Why would you... No, there's no order.
I think it's because I don't have my bottle opener right now.
Let me see what Ben smells like.
A little bit more head.
Oh, that smells a little different. It looks kind of like...
Lee is currently double fisting it right now.
I'm comparing
with two tekus.
You can tell the difference between the two. Between the heads? Look at that.
Okay, we're going to do some side by side snifting, which is amazing podcast.
Ben's beer has a nice big head on it, and mine doesn't. And
I get more fruity notes from the less head.
From the less head? I get more spice notes from the bigger head.
From the bigger head?
Yeah.
The bigger head, a little spicy for you?
Yeah, right. A little more fruit notes from that one. And let me reach there. And Ben's got a little more spice on it. Interesting. Let me take a shake it up.
The beer literally has a different...
Yeah, the head is different, so it smells a little different.
Would you ever notice that?
You try it.
Probably, but I wouldn't have... here you go. Now we can... Okay, our newbie here is going to experience this for himself. But the head's gone.
It is lower than
chocolatey, spicier.
Yeah.
Whoa.
A little bit, huh? Isn't that weird?
Man, there's so much going on here.
welcome to beer.
I never got chocolate before, but now that he mentions it, that's a good point.
All right.
It makes sense.
Cheers,
gentlemen. Cheers.
What's the name of this one?
This one is Blackberry Raspberry Vanilla Imperial Stout.
Well, they just put it right there in the name, don't they?
Pretty much. I like the label. I don't know what the hell is going on. I guess it's a human body and a rib cage and some shit coming out, but... Right. Coming out of the rib cage, not the other.
I think that's a universe. Yeah, there's a rib cage arm, leg thing.
I wonder
if you guys feel like looking this one up. Actually, it's maybe you can interpret it better.
This was my very first razzle that I entered, and I actually won somehow.
So I don't know how those razzles work. So just so you guys know, razzle is the Facebook way of saying raffle.
Yeah, it's the combination of gambling and beer drinking, from what I've come across.
And basically, you pick a lottery number.
Yeah, so the way
it's... Super, is it like the super...
It's actually changing... We're figuring a way to change it up. I just joined recently because I heard about it from people. So what it is normally...
Yeah, I've never heard of this.
There's fireballs and megas, and it goes off of the lottery, the Mega Millions. And for the megas, it goes off the Powerball number. Ooh. So usually that goes 1 through 15. So there's spots 1 through 15. You can usually... You buy a spot, and some people do discounts if you buy multiple spots. But basically, it's if you pick the right number, you get that beer gift shipped to you, like, for whatever you paid. So for this, I bought 3 spots at $4 for 3 cans, and I won. So for 12 bucks, I got 3 cans of this popular beer shipped to me from Pennsylvania.
From the East. Yeah, that's pretty good.
So,
yeah.
I mean, basically, it covered the cost of shipping alone.
But how many razzles have you entered?
Now? About 4.
So you've spent maybe 12 bucks a piece or what?
That's not going to be covered because my brother's in the next room. And he tattles on me.
So that's the thing. Like, that's why I'm like, oh, gee,
oh, no, it's,
know, because...
it's, I've stopped. And the reason it's changed is because...
I guess it is a gamble, though, like you said.
Oh, yeah.
It's a gamble.
And it sounds like it. Yeah. It definitely sounds like
it. To be fair, I would have won a second one, but there wasn't enough people, so it didn't run, and one of my spots was picked. So when the final... That's the thing, too, is you have to have enough people to run it.
Yeah.
And then, like, then it's that next one.
There was one I saw today for $135 a spot.
Jeez Louise.
What one are you on?
That's gotta be gambling.
That wasn't on craft balls.
It wasn't on craft balls. It was on a different one.
What could you possibly
win? It was on, like, you can win a bottle of beer.
What the hell is that bottle?
F that noise, dude.
Yeah.
You sure it wasn't 13.5 a spot?
No, yeah. 135 a spot. I'll try to look it up. It
is
was
that straight from the Benedictine monks who invented beer?
Is it the blood of Christ? Yeah. It's a wine.
Fair question. Fair question.
That's probably a wine. But no, it's changing because apparently Mega Millions is changing. And now they're going to do higher ticket prices.
Talking about Lotto Mega Millions?
Yeah, like talking about Lotto Mega Millions. They're going to do like higher ticket prices. There's going to be more numbers to choose from in like the white section, and there's going to be going from 15 to 25. So now
they're trying to get more winners. Though.
Exactly, and that's the thing. That was the complaint of like how to get to higher jackpots sooner. It's make people lose more often.
Right. Right. Yeah. Exactly.
It's just freaking insane, and I've definitely learned my lesson after 3 or 4 because the heartbreak is just too real.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously, especially if you dropped $135
per spot.
Yeah, but this one is Volsips, and it's like they have some huge whales on it. $29 per sip.
What is it, like a dozen Cantillon?
You're bidding on a sip of beer?
No, God, no.
It's for a vertical of 2014, 15, and 16.
Oh. Still, that's ridiculous.
You know,
I mean, it's just some ridiculous ones in craft balls. There's like it's up to 20, and I'm like, no one's gonna do this.
There's a lot of people.
I've been trying to stay away from like buying big beers, and recently I've just been looking into like beer glasses.
I mean,
beer glasses are ridiculous.
I mean, beer traders are making money doing this.
Oh yeah,
that should be a subject for another podcast. Actually, glasses and why there's so many and what each one does.
I just ordered one off eBay. New England Brewing Co. The Gandhi Bot Snifter.
I have no idea.
No
what
worries.
That is.
So they had this beer that was called Gandhi Bot, and it was controversial because of obviously it's Gandhi. So they had to actually change the name to G-Bot.
Okay.
But I've seen it pop up on other things where people want like big kind of trade stuff for it. I was able to find it like with shipping, relatively like normal price.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited for that one.
But it has its own glass or something?
Yeah. I can pull up a photo of it for you. But, I've just been kind of checking stuff and just really kind of getting an idea of what these things go for. I mean, I agree. Some of it's dumb. But at the same time, if you're seeing people, like, do all these crazy prices and you can find it for technically cheaper,
mm-hmm.
you kind of get that idea in your head. It's like, no, wait a minute. I either got a good deal or I could sell this for money.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. It's just like, now what do I do?
Right.
All
right,
so I'm drinking this stout, and admittedly, for those of you playing at home, I'm not really into the, you know, big stouts and porters.
Yeah.
Not your
cup of tea?
But I'm always willing to drink beer. That's why I got invited on this podcast. Because I'm open to everything.
You warm it up a little bit, it gets a little bit better on the nose and kind of the flavor.
Okay. I'm not writing it off. I'm just saying I was actually just hoping, Lee, you could tell us a little bit more about stouts and like what their thing is.
Well, I mean, the whole thing about stouts is just it's a big roastier beer. It should have a bigger mouthfeel on it and it should linger longer on your palate. That is a good looking glass.
I know, man. It's
sorry, a little sidetracked there.
No worries. And you go on. There's other like Facebook groups for beer. You can go on secondary sites, or you go on eBay. There's some glasses from Monkish in LA. People are trying to sell those for $150.
I believe it.
It's the fact that there's the market for it.
Yeah.
And I can't judge it because these people are just they're supplying a market that wants it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it makes me like I've now added so many different breweries that like do Cooley's glassware on Instagram because I'm like fuck it, I'm gonna try and get them online or do all this crazy shit. I want to make some money. I don't like being as broke due to beer. Let's make some money due to beer.
Yeah.
I saw a guy who was doing before Razzles came out. He was doing it on his personal page. Like he would just add every single person he knew that was in. Like if you just joined a group of anything, he would find you and add you as a friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then start doing like he was doing chug videos.
I've got this
to get people to like look at watch what he's doing, you know. Yeah. And then he would start posting stuff like, hey, I want to raffle off this thing.
Yeah.
You know, just send me like PayPal and
yeah.
You know, and he would do a random number generator. He wouldn't do the lottery.
I've seen those.
I almost feel like that's easier, but it's easier to cheat too, so.
Yeah.
But
was that the one through Central Coast? Because I feel like I've seen that. And you're
No, that's not
Central Coast, Central Valley.
This was one through the guy was a Pints Templar.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait. I'm sorry. Pints Templar. For some reason I thought that was the normal thing and not like a pun on it.
No.
There's a Facebook group, actually. I'm on that one too.
Pints Templar?
I found you guys on it. I was just I asked you about it.
I'm not really good at the social media.
Yeah.
You're not missing much.
I'm not good at Instagram. I still can't figure it out.
So now let's see. Yeah, now it's picking up.
Cool.
Okay, sorry about that. We kind of we lost the recording there. What were we talking about? We were talking about some
little crap about Facebook.
Pints Templars.
Pints Templars. Yeah.
But yeah, okay. So going back to like beer glasses and I guess just brewerania, one thing that I wish more places would do are tin tackers. So Ben, you don't know about this, but like I have about half a dozen like beer signs and metal tin tackers in my room.
Okay.
And they're just, I think, the coolest thing. And one of the ones particularly is Firestone. Firestone has a whole bunch of their tin tackers for their main series, but you imagine amongst the beer like fans, if they did like a parabola one or like a sticky monkey or something like that. Like, I'm sure there's a demand out there for them, and you don't have to produce as many.
Yeah, I wonder. Yeah.
But like again. I feel like this is the fourth time we brought it up. Brewery started doing tin tackers for Black Tuesday, which I wasn't able to get because I think you only buy in person. But they also have one for their Chocolate Rain. Mm-hmm. My favorite one is that Chocolate Rain.
Chocolate Rain.
Because now I have a thing in my room that's like a giant metal sign that says Chocolate Rain. Who the fuck doesn't want that? And it's just fantastic. And I just wish more places would do it. Like there's Three Floyds Zombie Dust. Can you imagine a tin tacker or a poster of zombie dust? That would be
that
would be on every beer geek's wall. And I just don't see how that's not...
Every young beer geek's wall. So there was this whole thing I wanted to do for a while where it was like a beer art type of thing where you would take labels from, you know, all these beers. Look at these labels that we have on just these ones that we opened.
Yeah.
You know, they're all pretty cool looking.
Yeah.
But imagine if we had, like, legitimate artwork made out of this.
Exactly.
You know, like a framed piece of artwork for your home.
Exactly.
With this weird little label. And if it's a beer you like, you know, it's got a little story behind it, and it still looks kind of cool and fun. And that's not really something that you can get. You know, there's a bunch of that stuff for bands and things like that where, you know, I'm a little too old for posters.
Right.
But
art, like paintings and art.
But a nice looking piece of like framed artwork.
So with that in mind, could you give me like three labels off the top of your head that you would want made in artwork on your home right now?
So I already know those because it was the three that I think we talked about last time, which was the Pliny the Elder,
Catch
23. The Castlevania 3, and the Left Hand Look Step. And if you look at all those labels, well, Pliny the Elder, of course, is like
pretty iconic.
Iconic, yeah. And anybody who knows anything would see that and go, okay, well, that's Pliny. And the even the Left Hand Brewing Milk Stout has an awesome label with the cow and the left hand throughout the instead of the spots. It has left hands and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Catch 23 from Central Coast Brewing is a spin on the cover of the book Catch 22. So it has that, aren't I?
Catcher
in the Rye. Yeah, Catcher in the Rye. So the label for that beer looks like the cover of Catcher in the Rye.
All right.
So they all have these little fun stories. I mean, some artist made it, so to me, it is kind of artwork.
Absolutely.
You know? And if it has,
dude, are you kidding me? You don't think these people paid somebody a lot of money to design this?
Yeah. Well, and if it has a
packaging design, is a big industry.
I mean, we were just talking about this trippy rib cage galaxy thing.
Yeah.
And if you had that as a piece of
artwork,
specific artwork, or like well printed, well framed artwork.
Yeah.
You know, it would be cool to have it in a college dorm as a poster, but you know, a lot of people who are into craft beer aren't college kids anymore.
No, not at all.
You know,
you're right.
It's a nice conversation piece, and I think like you look at my place. The walls are so goddamn empty.
Yeah.
Like I just have nothing that I would ever want to throw up on the walls.
What do you mean your place? We're in a studio right now, like in a recording studio.
We are in a trailer.
But not like an M&M trailer, like a nice trailer.
Yeah, it's very nice.
This isn't like a Marshall Mathers 8 Mile trailer.
I've made the discussion when you know, we're gonna do it like the pros. When I move again, we're doing it in my garage.
Yeah,
let's go old school, man. Let's get some eggshell crates.
You know, some mattresses up against the wall.
Yeah, mattresses against the wall.
I know a place where we can get plenty of old mattresses.
Oh, I don't want
late eight.
Yeah.
God, they're going to be piss stain covered wall, like sound absorbers.
Yeah, piss would be the least of our problems.
So going back to artwork, Ben, do you think there's a couple of labels that you could think of that you would maybe want as artwork?
Pliny would be great. I would see that blowing up because those guys have blown
especially
so
well
much
made.
Yeah.
Maybe like the Rockies. For Coors Light.
No, not even that.
Okay.
Okay, what would be the best macro artwork if you had to choose?
Is it any of the ones they've bought now?
No.
No.
I think I don't think you can do that because that wouldn't be fair. It has to be like straight up macro.
Straight up macro?
Yeah. I'd probably be okay with a Newcastle Brown Ale. Because it's got that like European soccer club feel to it. Sorry, football.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm trying to think.
It ain't Heineken. It ain't
Carlsberg. No.
It ain't Carlsberg.
I wonder how many of those guys are actually macros though. Is Carlsberg bought out? I mean,
they're macro. Heineken, yes, they? Yes.
I would think just out of like preference from like what, if I have to drink something that's like you know big or whatever.
Yeah. But I'm talking artwork.
I'll go with Corona.
All right. All right.
Corona label? It'd be a little simple. Like, I like Corona.
I've seen some cool Corona swag. I've seen
some cool Corona ads.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. That's fair. Beach. Lee's got to pick one now.
Dude, I don't know. I think, like, so when you're doing something that's like that, if you take it to the abstract, it could be totally fun. So even if you did have a stupid Coors Light logo with the Rocky Mountains, but took it to a level of, like, of, you know, maybe so zoomed into it that it's only a couple of, well, here's our can.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of blue mountains hanging out there.
No, it's got to be the whole thing. Otherwise, people will just be like, oh, did you snowboard up in the Rockies last year?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and I picked up this piece in Vail.
don't let them fool you. Lee would like a Bud Light Lime.
Oh, God, the headache. Don't ever.
I don't know. Macro artwork is so, like, designed to just be the name of the beer, you know?
That's true.
It's hard to pick one. Like, I like the way the Yellow Belly looks, the banquet beer.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
That's kind of a
good-looking thing,
you know?
Yeah.
It's a classic.
Throwback to our dad's generation back when it was...
Maybe it's a little hipster, I guess, but whatever.
Yeah, but
little vintage feel to it. I can see that for sure.
The one I had in mind for the craft brewery is Toppling Goliath Pseudo Sue. With the T-Rex on it. That, I just love that label.
Can you pull that up for me?
I'll be able to pull it up on my phone.
Okay.
But
I'd love to see that.
It's like Jurassic Park with just a big angry T-Rex.
It's like, I don't freaking know. It's purple. It's just, I really love that label.
So that's the thing. Like, if you, there's only, 6,000 breweries now? I mean, if you really want to do a business where you have label art, and you just start sending out special emails.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, can we please license this? We'll like pay you blah, 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 you know, for each one we sell.
Which is a little splatter paint, perfectly done.
Just get a huge freaking large format.
You gotta stop telling, you gotta tell your customers they can't pay you in blah, blah, blah anymore, okay, man? You're going broke.
Where's my, I haven't got the exchange rate. Oh, the exchange rate for blah, blah, blah. It's up there with, man.
It is the Bitcoin of IOUs.
That's good.
So yeah,
Shane nailed you twice on your gibberish tonight.
This podcast is going off the rails, so I wanted it to be a little bit fun. No, screw it. It's 6 months back. We got some.
Catching up
to do.
Yeah. Speaking of catching up to do, my beer's almost gone.
I did pour you guys more.
Mine's warmer than I want.
That means you gotta chug it.
Well, we got that last guy right there.
Yes.
We got one more?
We saved the best for last.
I don't know if it's the best.
Technically, I have an entire fridge full, so we can keep going until you guys pass out and throw your asses in a taxi.
I don't think we want to bore people for more than...
For more than
2 hours.
An hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to do a binge bong bail on this one.
Well, we do Ben really quick.
You think we can do Ben with a binge
bong? With the beers that we've had here tonight.
Oh, but that, like, there's no emotional connection to those ones.
The thing. Like, now he can just, pick the...
Do we want to maybe pick some macros? Like, he can do the macro one.
Macro binge bong bail?
The macro binge bong
bail. I don't know what this is.
So, okay, have you ever heard of the...
Is this some casting couch shit? Because I'm not into it.
Well, there is some...
You guys talking about what we're going to do to Ben?
Okay, so... So, create something different for the podcast. Have you ever... ones that I've actually listened to, I've really enjoyed. Thank you very much, Lee, for grabbing the next beer.
Sometimes.
Have you ever heard of the game... Marry, Fuck, Kill.
Yes.
This is the beer version of it. Okay. So there's Binge, which you have to drink in 2 cases in a week.
Okay.
Bong, you have to beer bong a growler. Now, do you want to do more than a growler? Because I feel like a growler of macro is not that difficult.
I think a beer bong of anything is difficult.
Okay. Beer bong a growler.
Yeah.
Or bail, you have to take an entire, round of whatever they brewed and just dump it down the drain. So that's your kill.
Okay.
So normally we do craft beers, but I don't fortunately know you that well that I can pick 3 hard ones. Normally I talk to people, I make it really difficult for them, like real cutthroat.
Okay. Here's what's going to be tricky with me is that I don't know very many beers.
Exactly. So that's why we're going to go with the macros.
Okay.
We're going to go...
Okay.
We're gonna go.
Okay, I can do that.
Course, see, what's even like?
Do you guys want to go in the corner and discuss?
No. I'm gonna pick one.
Hold on, Lee just poured another beer for the three of us.
And Lee's gonna have to describe this.
What's the name of it?
Let's figure out. This is Dark Side of the Sun, or Dark Side of the Milk.
Dark Side of the Milk.
It's a milk stout.
And this is the gold medal winning.
This is a gold medal beer. Yeah.
This is a gold medal beer, people.
Okay. Wow.
Milk stout category.
There's some currently FTs out there on the trading websites. Follow me at.
Where'd you win the gold medal?
It was the Mid-State Fair.
Oh, no big deal.
Yeah.
Mid-State Fair of like the second biggest state in the country.
You've been killing it at the Mid-State Fair.
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay.
So I think I like Coors Banquet.
Okay.
So I think we should definitely have that in there.
Okay. So there's. I'm gonna do. Do you want to just do the 3 Coorses? Coors Light, Coors Banquet, and Coors.
No. Make me compete in brands.
Okay.
Yeah.
Coors Banquet. Budweiser.
Corona.
Corona and Budweiser.
Okay.
What's more fun than Budweiser, though?
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe a, he said no to maybe Heineken. Like maybe Heineken. Yeah, Heineken.
He said no to Heineken earlier, so I'm thinking.
Yeah, don't throw Heineken. That's
too easy. Stella? What about Newcastle?
Stella.
Ooh, Newcastle. There we go.
Okay.
But that might be his easy like save. So now
I Newcastle.
So you got Newcastle, Coors Banquet,
and Corona.
You got Binge, Bong, Bale.
Okay, give me a second to think about this. Okay, I got it. Then I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Binge, Coors, just because, you know, I could drink that until the cows come home. Pretty much any one of the line. And it sounds like binging is like forcing it upon myself, so like I won't hate it afterwards. You know, okay. I'll probably end up puking and then like... And it, you know, sometimes when you binge, you like hate that liquor or beer, and right. You're like, I'm never going back to that. And I don't think I would do that with any of the Coors families. So that would be my binge. Bong would be Corona. I love Corona in certain situations. I'm a very situational drinker, you know.
Right, right, right.
So if I had to
scantily clad,
yeah. If I had to just bong girls, something, I'm imagining the perfect scenario: yeah. Topless women on a second deck,
Lake Havasu,
pouring all these Coronas into the bong.
I mean, for sort of super random situation, what beer would you drink on a podcast?
All of the ones I've had tonight.
That is the correct answer.
Ding, 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 ding.
You win more beer.
Morebeer.com for all your homebrew needs.
And then unfortunately, or fortunately, I used to drink Newcastle all the time. When I was sophomore college here at Cal Poly.
So last year?
Yeah, last year. I like was a total self-centered prick, which I still am, but when it came to beer, I was like, I would judge other people at the parties, and I'm like, I drink Newcastle Brown Ale. And I would bring Newcastle Brown Ale to the party.
You would judge them with Newcastle.
When everyone was, I know. Well, I didn't know any better. And so, like, I've had many a bad year, and looking back, I regret many of those years.
Oh.
So I would just dump the Newcastle, because, you know, I'd rather not have to drink any more of that. No offense to Newcastle. It might be great, but my personal experience with how I, like, lived it in my early 20s, that's the one I would just...
No, that's the game. Someone's got to lose. I'm with Lee in my other interview, I guess, it was kind of like, oh, tell me your three favorites. Now choose one of your children and die. And I remember when Lee was like, please don't make me. I was like, oh,
please don't make
me. We'll think of something.
You didn't make him?
It might have been him. No, I think it was him, yeah.
I forget how that one went down. I didn't use my three, like...
No, because you couldn't choose. It would have been no fun.
Yeah. I can't choose.
Oh, I think I made
you... I love all my babies.
I think I chose... I don't even think I made you choose a whole bunch of Central Coast beers, because you're like, I kind of work for them. They'll not be happy with me.
They'll not be happy
with me. Oh, yeah, that would... No.
You're never volunteering for us again.
Yeah.
We heard that one podcast.
Yeah.
All right. I honestly, I think that's a good amount, guys. Thank you, everyone, for listening. You can follow us now on Facebook at Craft Beer Chronicles. You can follow me on Instagram at BeerPope273. Lee, can they find you on Instagram?
Yes, Sammy Brews.
Ben, can they find you on Instagram?
No.
Okay.
What about Ben Hine Music? Where's that at?
Oh, yeah. Facebook. I'm a musician, so Ben Hine Music is
Ben
on
Hine Music?
Yeah.
Fantastic. And as I've noted, he does not yet have any free stuff available for usage, but we're going to work that out, and you're going to be hearing some of his great music coming soon. That is a guarantee.
That is a guarantee. Or he'll never be back.
No. To thank Ben for coming on here, we will definitely...
Thanks for having me, man.
Oh, glad to have you, man.
Thanks for having me again. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you both so much for coming
on. I know it was only because I was convenient and down the street, but that's okay.
That's not true at all. That is not true at all. And then finally, you can find myself on Untapped at, again, BeerPope273, and you can find Lee at...
Untapped?
Mm-hmm.
God damn.
I think you're Sammy Brews on that as well.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. And now that I think about it, I may have to cut this out. Find me on Instagram at TheBeerPope.
TheBeerPope.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can cut that part in.
Somehow. Just kind of like have a weird stop and then beer pope.
Trust me, if you listen to all these episodes, I've done worse. That's going to be it for tonight. Thank you all so much for joining along. And yes, these will be coming out a lot more often than every 6 months. Have a great night. Drink responsibly. And cheers.
Cheers.
Clink.